But just to end with one thing, so the Gemara just mentioned now that when it comes to Avelos, a person is not supposed to be Misabel Yosem Yidai. Right, there's an Indian of 3 days, and then 7 days, and then Shloishim days. Right, it's also the Yud Beis Chodesh, etc. So there's one Marsha that we didn't mention on Daf Chafei. There was so much on Daf Chafei, we didn't get a chance to. But the Gemara said, Rav Chanan Chasne Devei Nasi Yahava. Rav Chanan was the Eidim by the Nasi. And like Havale Bni, he didn't have any sons. Boy Rachmi, Davin, Vahavale. And finally he had a child, he had a son. Now, the day that he had a child, Nach Nafshe, Rav Chanan himself died. Pasachala, who Safdan? So there was a Safdan, a professional eulogizer. He got up and he gave a hesped. He said, Simcha Latuga Nefcha. He said, the Simcha turned into Tuga. Sasoin v'yagoin nidbaku. Sasoin and Yagoin, two opposites, they were nidbak, they came together. Be'esim Chasai. Nenach, at the time that he was supposed to be so happy, Nebuch, Nenach. Be'ez Chaninosoi, Ovad Chaninoi, the time of Chaninoi, such a Eis Ratzin, Chaninoi died, Asiku Leichon El Shmei, they ended up naming him Chon. So the Marsha says a Dover Nifla, in Chedushi Agadis. The Marsha says, Yesh Loimar, Sholish Inyonim, the Nokat, Shal Hafeichim. It was Simcha Letuga, Sasim V'yogin Nidbaku, Be'ez Chaninosoi, Ovad Chaninoi. So he mentioned three different Lashonis, this Safton, this eulogizer, when he gave the Hesmin. So he said, Yesh Loimar. The reason is because after a person dies, he says there's three Kufois of Avelos. This is the first day of the Kfura, the day of the Misa, which is the Avelos, the Raisa. Then they sit Shiva, and after the Shiva, they get up from Shiva. And then there's the Shloshim. He said, when this Ben Zohar was born, this little baby boy was born, it was the same thing. The day the baby was born, there was such an excitement. It was gewaldic. Then, 7 days passed, and on the eighth day, there was a bris milah. And this was also the oldest child. So there was a pidyon haben. It was mamash. It was so gishmak. So said the Marsha, every single step of the way, simcha, that the simcha, the news starts breaking fast. Everybody, all the chats. Wow, you heard who had a baby. It was so exciting. Simcha letuga nefacha. It turned into tuga. Because mamash, the next post on the chat was Nebuch, that Rav Chanan died. There was, mamash went from simcha to tuga. Sasin v'yogain, the day of the bris milah, which is on the eighth day. But it was sasin. Sasin's Zumila. It was Sasein Zumila. It's half of a fellow. It turned into Yogain. That was the day they got up from Shiva. Shtim's according to the Chacham. Rabbi Shaul says you get up from Shiva on the seventh day. Misayim Kekulav. According to the Chacham, it's the eighth day. It's the day of the Bris Mila. And then finally, Be'ez Chaninusoi. At the time of Chaninusoi, Ovad Chaninoi. Chaninoi, the time of the Pidyon HaBen, which again was the Yom Simcha, the Shloshim. So he says every single milestone, it was Chayzev and Neir. All of this Avelos happened. So I just thought, just to be Messiah again, another intense daf in Perek Ve'elam Agalchen, Bechi Toiv, and that is the last Gemara in the daf was. The Gemara said that a person, Kol Shloshis Yomim, during the first 3 days, he should view himself ki'ilu cherev munachas ben shtei rechosav, as if there's a cherev that's ben shtei rechosav. From day 3 until day 7, it's ki'ilu munachas karen be'keren zavis, as if it's in the corner. Mekan ve'elach, after that, it's ki'ilu iveris connected v'shok. A person should feel like it's in the shok. This line in Gemara is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's actually a halacha psuka. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Yerudea. It's in Simid Shin Tzadik Dalet. It's Sifkat and Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, kol shloisha yomim, Yira ha'avel kilu cherev munachas loy ben ksefa. Shloisha vat shiva, kilu zakev kenegde b'keren zavis. Mishiva vat shloishim, kilu ayveris lefana b'shuk. Shulchan Aruch continues. V'chol oysa shana, the entire year, hadin matuach, kenegde oysa mishpacha. The family should feel like there's a midas hadin. Aber says the Shulchan Aruch, v'm noilad ben, but if a ben, zachar, is born, ba'oysa mishpacha, nesrap is kol mishpacha, then the whole mishpacha is going to get a refuah. So my muschul rishon was, I was thinking that they mamish missed it by a few seconds, right? The whole story is that Rav Chanan finally had a son, the baby was born, and as soon as the baby was born, Rav Chanan died. So mamish missed the nesrap kol mishpacha by a matter of moments, right? That's what it feels like. It feels like he just missed it. But the emes is it's a tais. And the reason it's a tais is because we spoke this out once. We have a raid bite on this. There's a tshuva from the Marshal, a beautiful tshuva that's very negay of Perek Ve'elu Magalchen. The shayla over there was a person who lost his mother. Lost his mother. He's an oinein alimoy. But the yeshloi ben limoy. But he has a child to give her smila. So it's the eighth day. He has a baby. And his mother just died. What should he do? Should he first bury his mother? get out of the state of aninus and then do the bris milah, or maybe you should do the bris milah first. So said the marshal, muscho rishon is, it's easy. Of course, first you have to bury. Why? Because the oinus potem in a mitzvah. So if he's potem in a mitzvah, right now he's in eina mitzvah v'oisa. He quotes to Yerushalmi that if someone's potem in a mitzvah and he does it, he's a hedyot. So muscho rishon, of course, the person should get out of the state of aninus, and then afterwards he'll go ahead and he'll be mekayim the bris milah. But the marshal says that I think that's not the case. And in fact, he says like this, v'oik. What's the reason that an oin is potter in a mitzvah? Mishum kavod ha-meis. The reason is because of kavod ha-meis. That's the reason to be mechaber the meis. Knei sheyasek in meisoi v'zehu kvoidoi. K'moi she'amru chazal. So says the marshal, he says, if we're going to go ahead now and we're going to do a bris milah, this bris milah is going to be the biggest kavod for this family. You know why? Because chazal say meis echol b'mishpacha yidagu kol ha-mishpacha. But noilad ben zachar nisrapi kol ha-mishpacha. You want to know what the leida is? When is it the nisrapa kol ha-mishpacha? It's not the leida. It's the bris. The hager b'milasei aminik ha-katan shenoy l'dami. V'im kein kavod ha-mesu. So it comes as the biggest kavod ha-mesu to do the bris mila. V'shaper dami. That's the right thing to do. So you're right, an oymen's patam in ha-mitzvahs. But why is he patam in ha-mitzvahs? It's the kavod from the mes. She said the gress, the kavod that this person could do right now for his mother. And really for the mishpacha. The biggest kavod he could do is to be machnes a child, a bris shel Avraham Avinu, because nisrapik kol ha-mishpacha. That's what happens. It's nisrapik kol ha-mishpacha, and because it's nisrapik kol ha-mishpacha, so therefore it's the biggest kavod ha-meis. So really, when is the nisrapik kol ha-mishpacha? It's not the leida. It wasn't the leida. Really, what it was, it's the bris milah. So the truth is that Rav Chanan passed away, but there was a baby that was born, and on the eighth day, the day was sasoin and Yogoin came together, where they were nidbaku, like the Marshal says. The day they got up from Shiva, there was Yogoin. At that same day, they went straight and they made a bris milah. There was sasin, but that sasin zumila was not just a sasin. Oh, for that day when they had that sudas mitzvah, but rather this sasin was really nisrapik kol ha-mishpacha. Either way, that's this inyan noilad ben zachar nisrapik kol ha-mishpacha.